Well, hello everyone. This is Joan.
And this is John. Welcome back to our special Gridmaster special project call today, May 9th, 2020. And we're in very fortunate company in that Pat and Annie Austin from Colorado are going to be hosting today. And we look forward to that and whatever happens. So, Pat and Andy, you're up.
Well, thank you, Joan and John. Can you hear me all right?
Beautifully, beautifully, yes.
All right. Well, just nudge me if you can't. First and foremost, yes, greetings from Andy and I in Colorado on a coolish spring day. And we wish you all happy Mother's Day to the sisters, the aunts, the mothers, the grandmas out there, an early, early greeting for that. And whoever it was that said, let's put John Carroll in the circle of this meditation, that's a capital idea. Let's do that and just see this beautiful, beautiful man surrounded by us. And later in the meditation, we'll be going into our crucible. And let's just put him right in the center of that with love and light. Okay. You don't always hear from me. I'm Pat Austin. And I'm usually kind of quiet, but I just felt some nudging and taps on the shoulder from the time Jody and Cliff started this project with Metatron and Joan. And they just wouldn't let me be until I said, all right, I will do this. And then it worked out in a very perfect way. And when I contacted Joan, she said, well, we have one spot left, and that's today. So happy spring day to all of you beautiful Gridmasters. As you know, since the beginning of these sessions, we have been given the project by Metatron via Cliff and Jody to focus on our beautiful Mother Earth, its inhabitants, with the element of love and fifth dimensional dimensions. So we're going to continue with that, but I was led to maybe be a little more concise now this time, that it seemed to lead this way, all your other beautiful sessions that each of you have done. And to put it more in a concise intention. So in other words, as I think about my intention for this service project and what I have been doing daily is joining with Gaia, and as she reflects her Christed consciousness, and spreading it throughout the earth to all humans with the idea of transmitting well-being, joy, peace, and harmony. So that's a rather long intention, and I shortened it to Mother Earth and all her inhabitants are now in fifth dimension, radiating the element of love and unity to all on the planet. And then as we've been taught over the years, when we have an intention, we must put our attention on that intention. And by doing that, it kind of creates a rocket booster so that it keeps us keeps our eye on the prize, so to speak, and that we're focused on it every day. Another thing that I do, and I've done with my clients in the past, is that whenever we are using an intention, to focus also on where do we feel it in our own physicality, because I believe it's very important to bring our physicality into intention and attention. So as I take my intention of Mother Earth and her inhabitants are now in 5D, radiating love and unity to all, I notice that I use my Eye of Horus, my third eye, because it's like a huge light beacon. And I can see through layers and layers and layers with it. Or that's how I perceive it for me. I also use the first ray of love, of will, of source, to push up these energetics. And then where I notice that I feel it when I'm doing all this is in my head, in the neurology, my sacred heart, and my third chakra. So I'd like us to try and share what your intention is using the fifth element of love and your attention and where you feel it in your body. If we could take just a few minutes to focus on that, we will do that. Then we will, Andy will read Kuthumi's prayer. We will begin a meditation, and we will close with that meditation, simply sitting in beautiful silence as all the others that have done a beautiful job on hosting this project. So let's go ahead and take in a breath. And whoever would like to begin, please do. I look forward to hearing from you.
Again, as always, anybody would like to chat, please hit star 6, and that'll make you audible to everybody. And then when you're done, if you hit star 6 again to mute yourself. So that's how that'll work. Thank you.
Hi, Pat. It's Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen.
Hi. So I really appreciate that you're leading today, and the attention to the body is, I think, really important to me, because the energies are so high coming through these solar flares and these, you know, bursts of light that I can feel coming through on a daily basis. I make it an intention to feel the earth energy. Remember the meditation we did that we looped our root chakra down into the earth star and then looped it back up into the... I do that every day, and I always feel like it pulls me back down, because what I'm noticing is that the earth energy is also more intense and high. It used to be you get grounded and I'd feel, oh, good, I'm grounded. Well, I still feel that way, but I also feel an excitement coming from the earth. And so if I can attune myself with that looping, so up to the root chakra and back down, up to the second chakra and back down, and third, and then the heart and sacred heart, it helps me stay more in my body. And then when I'm in my body, I have less of a tendency to spin into projecting into the future or anxiety, you know, anxious thoughts, because I'm here and I'm here now. And I don't do it perfectly, but I'm so grateful. I think it was Metatron who gave us that meditation last year before the conference, but I still do it every single day. And I feel like it kind of weaves like a tapestry of, you know, grounded energy, and also attunes me to well, what is the earth doing today? How is she waking up even more? And how can I align my vibration with hers? And, of course, that keeps me more balanced and more in tune and then more able to share that love. I can't share love when I'm unbalanced and ungrounded. So thanks for the opportunity to clarify that.
That was beautiful, Kathleen. Thank you. And it brings to mind that it is more than just a grounding to keep us balanced. It certainly is that. But it is also an ability to receive from Mother Earth and all of our inner beings within. This is so beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I know where you are now. You are just being beautifully grounded and receiving all sorts of great earth energy.
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Anyone else like to share what their intention is? And it can just be in a very short sentence to project the fifth element of love and unity to Mother Earth and her inhabitants now.
This is Sharka. Hi, Seth and Andy.
Hi, Sharka.
Hello. When I have intention, and specifically with love, I always feel it in my heart area, in my heart chakra and higher heart. And I actually was very surprised that when we were instructed to transmit love through our third eye and crown, because I kind of unconsciously thought that I am transmitting love through my heart, because that's where I always felt it the most. So now I am transmitting it as instructed through my third eye and crown chakra. However, I always feel the heart area the strongest when I think of love. Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you very much. I too feel that. I just feel my sacred heart just blossoming and opening, and it's palpable. I feel it within my own physical heart as well. And I think that was a beautiful way of describing how you bring your intention and your attention on this and define how you feel it in your body, because we are physical beings. Thank you, Sharka.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, family. This is Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Hi. Well, there's a couple things I wanted to share. Can you guys hear me okay, or do I need a headset?
Beautiful.
Okay. Part of what there's a number of things that I've become aware of. This project in particular is, and then the additional ability to send that fifth dimensional love out. And so there's a couple of things I wanted to share with the group. I've been asked a number of times, you know, can we take the group attention and shift it towards something, because God knows right now there's so much that needs to be, you know, focused on. And I was reminded that to keep that line of clarity, to just simply send out the love, not to redirect it towards something, you know. So there's two different things going on. One is just to remind us that this project is a very stable, concise, precise, energetic that we've created to simply send out the clear call. And I'll ask Joan to reemphasize it if she would as well. But the additional piece that I've been doing separately is just to also remind us that triad that got us to this point in particular was something I'd like to share again, because I keep going back to it on multiple levels in my everyday. So that is that destabilizing of control, domination, and disempowerment, and how I use the eighth ray to change it to truth, leadership, and sovereignty, creating the freedom and ease template that I call the freedom and ease accomplished template. And so that's the template then that I use that is activated on that fifth ray of love, or that fifth dimensional love energy, the fifth element, you know, all of that combined. I get it confused, but in my mind I know exactly what it is. It's hard to keep it separate. But so when I speak of it, it is that this element of love, and it rides on that, and everything that I do then rides on that. I focus that template. It's like I stand in that center, and I stand in that elongated diamond of the power that we are, and that is with the archangelic forces around us that is just absolutely stable, powerful, potent, precise, and just beautiful, you know, where you've got the archangels and then you've got Yeshua in the center. And so when I go back to that, you know, running energy, clearing, bringing it into the body, all of that is so much easier. And then information that I need for the everyday things, or things just start coming to me, and they all match that template. So, like, as an example, this Lemurian plug that Cliff was talking about, he found this, one of the searches that we did, somebody, you know, disclosing technologies and working with the quantum field, brought this out, and I've been all about, you know, the 5G, and neutralizing it and seeing what we could do, and, you know, shining the light on it, so on and so forth. So that came in. Then the other piece to me came in that I took our template, and that one that is shining solid in just undifferentiated fifth dimensional love, the basis of this group gathering. And I saw it, I connected myself with that template into the satellites around the Earth, and I started beaming it out from the satellites. And it was like, wow, it was so cool. It was really powerful. And so then I look at it now, and I feel that fifth dimensional energy just blanketing the Earth. That was the same day that Cliff found the Lemurian plug, which does the same thing. For those of you who got on the call a little bit later, it's it's technology, it's Lemurian technology that was gifted to humanity that alters the frequency of our cell phones, and it alters the frequency of our wiring in our house, and it alters, you know, it alters that frequency to beneficial energy. And it was like all the same thing. So it was beautifully orchestrated. You know, the last example I'll use is that I hate to go into the grocery store because it's so, yeah, I don't know. It's not that I'm afraid of it. It's just it's out of my way, and, you know, I hate to shop. So I was out of lemons, and I'm always, I use maybe 2 lemons a day. And I needed to go get lemons. They've been out of organic lemons. It's like, oh, God, I don't want to get unorganic lemons. And I didn't even say anything to Cliff. And before I knew it, I had this box in the mail. I never said anything to him, but I had this box in the mail from his tree, and he had stuffed it full of lemons the size of my hand from his tree. he sent it. I was going to get it the next day, and he didn't tell me about it, you know. And it was like, wow. So magic happens. And I don't know how this works. Actually, I'm glad I'm not analyzing it to death, you know, because the quantum field is just that. It's not analytical. It's tapping in to the quantum field, which is where we're working. Anyways, thank you. This is a wonderful opportunity. I'm glad we met today. And thank you for hosting this. I'm looking forward to the meditation. I love you all.
Oh, love you too. And those were some pretty phenomenal insights and visuals you had. I particularly love the freedom and ease template. I see that as a template. I see that as an intention that you have beautifully focused so much attention on. What I might ask you, though, Jody, where do you feel that in your body when you're, I mean, really, really feel it, like from the top of your head to your toes?
When I put myself in awareness of my body and I'm in that elongated diamond.
Uh-huh.
Well, I feel as though there is a cross that comes into my body and it goes down from my crown and then out to either side. It's as though I'm standing and I could feel it in my heart center, out my mm-hmm. shoulders, and I feel that anchored and I feel as though I'm being embraced by Yeshua and just hugged. And so, you know how you have a big hug around your chest?
Yeah.
You know, you're connected, yeah. And you feel the hug of somebody, and you feel that flow of warmth that goes through your body. That's where I feel it. And it's a standing tall, as though there's a cross on the inside of me. And, of course, there's fire letters are shooting
yeah.
down there as well, you know. And it's a anchoring, but literally in the feeling in my body of the cross supporting me, and not one that's hanging in the old dogma, but it's a stabilization, and it just feels, that's how I feel it.
Well, you must be projecting some of that because I just have goosebumps all over me, Jody. I do. Mm-hmm. And I so appreciate you sharing everything you did. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to share thoughts, intention?
Yeah, this is Cliff. So when we're doing these meditations now, I can feel in my third eye, in my forehead, I feel the energy going out to humanity. it's like a pulsing in my forehead, in my third eye. So it's and that, and since we started doing the light body and brought in the yod hey ab hey, I'm also starting to see colors. When I have my eyes closed and the light, ambient light goes away, I start to see colors in my vision, which I've never been visual, and I've intended for years that I start seeing this stuff, and so that's starting to happen. But the pulsing in my third eye is palpable to me.
Oh, I can visualize what you're saying. And since you began that intention, it's happening. It's powerful. And as Jody said, some things almost feel magical.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cliff. So is there anyone else before we go to the next step? Okay, well, thank you all for sharing. And if you didn't, then you're kind of like me. Sometimes I don't. I just share quietly to myself. But and also, too, at any time, hit star 6 if you can't hear me, because I want to make sure that the transmission goes through. Now what I'd like you to do, each and every one of you beautiful masters, I would like you to create a beautiful either envelope or a container of your own creation in whatever colors, designs you want on it. But this will be a container for you to take what you have just shared with your intentions, with your templates, and I would like you to put that in the container. So literally do that with your physical hands, visualize and physically feel yourself putting it in this container. It will be used a little later. So I'm going to give you a minute to do that. All right. Before we begin our meditation, Andy is going to read Master Kuthumi's magnificent prayer.
I am light. I am light. Glowing light, radiating light, intensified light. God consumes my darkness, transmuting it into light. This day, I am a focus of the central sun. Flowing through me is a crystal river, a living fountain of light that can never be qualified by human thought and feeling. I am an outpost of the divine. Such darkness as has used me is swallowed up by the mighty river of light, which I am. I am, I am, I am light. I live, I live, I live in light. I am light's fullest dimension. I am light's purest intention. I am light, light, light. Flooding the world everywhere I move, blessing, strengthening, and conveying the purpose of the kingdom of heaven. Amen.
Thanks, Andy. All right, let's all just get comfy wherever you might be, whether it's on the floor, in your favorite chair, wherever it might be. Just snuggle right into it. And join me in taking a breath and fully exhaling it. We will now begin our meditation. Dear ones, we're going to be entering our sacred crucible, just as we have in previous meditations. Now take a moment before we enter. We are all together, this beautiful band of brothers and sisters. Look at your own beautiful, brilliant, light-filled garment. It is your creation, and you are wearing it with great appreciation on this very special occasion today. Notice how your creation, every stitch, every thread, every fold, is magnificently tailored to your own perfect blueprint that we saw with Yeshua on the scroll. There has never been a garment that you have ever worn in your life that felt so entirely comfortable. And you feel so capable and ready to be the master you are in this beautiful garment of bursting white light. Now just take a few moments and let's look at each other in these beautiful garments. How glorious they are. They're all unique to your own special blueprint. We are unique, we are individual, but we join in the unity of this beautiful service project. Look a little more now at these gorgeous, gorgeous garments and notice the fire letters on it of Yod, He, Va, He. They are adorned horizontally across our garments from our head on down. And then look deeper and see the letters that are vertically written within your core. Yod, He, Va, He. Step back, take a breath, look further at these letters, these fire letters, and all of the colors that they radiate, golds, oranges, reds, and radiant white. Now, use your own third eye and visualize any other colors that are unique to you in these fire letters. Take your hands, please, and lovingly touch your garment, stroke it, caress it, along with all of the letters, and see that they are living source within you. Feel your tremendous gratitude. Now with silence and reverence, we will enter single file our crucible. Find your seat and sit comfortably. Take in another breath, please. Open now your third eye, completely open, completely focused. All your chakras and triads spinning now. Crown chakra engaged, fully open. Grounding cord connected to your earth star. Now look at yourself. You are connected above as below. You are receiving as well as transmitting. You are magnificent. Take in another breath, please. Now take notice, if you would please, of the energetics and all the divine beings that are here today in our beautiful crucible. Please acknowledge them with love and gratitude as you say hello. We will introduce them. They are the triad of Michael, Melchizedek, Metatron, all of our beautiful, beautiful angelic realm, beloved ascended masters and teachers, the Pleiadians, the Sirians, the Arcturians, the Andromedans, the Lords of Light, the Elohim, Buddha, the magenta diamond with Yeshua in the center, and to the north, Archangel Uriel, White Lion, to the south, Archangel Michael, the Magdalene, White Fire Dragon, to the west, Archangel Gabriel, Mother Mary, White Whales, to the east, Archangel Raphael, Anna, and the White Winged Ones, all of our sacred dragons, whales, dolphins, winged and crawly creatures, the elementals all, and all sacred inter-earth beings. Now, we are invited by Lord Metatron to visualize before us in our sacred crucible a divine giant golden orb floating in front of us. Take in a breath. Now as we notice this beautiful orb, we see that it is spinning in synchronization with our triads and our chakras. As it spins a little faster, we match the energetic spin of that orb. Notice the entire crucible now lighting up with bright sparks of iridescent light filling the crucible. As the orb spins, it begins to take on other colors. See the greens, the blues, and the brownish hues. Again, fully focusing and engaging your third eye. See that as it spins more and more, we see the colors taking form of land masses and water. We now see that this divine hologram is our own Mother Earth, created by us and held lovingly, energetically, by everyone within this crucible. Now, take in another breath. Place your full focus and attention on sending your love, light, and unity consciousness to Gaia and all beings on the planet. Where there is fear, send love. Where there is separation, send love and unity. Where there are those suffering, send love and healing. And where there are those that are ready to awaken, send light, love, and courage. Please breathe. Now, we are going to welcome a beautiful collective of ascended masters and teachers and guides led by Master Hilarion of the Fifth Ray. A gracious good day to you all. We bring you greetings of love and gratitude for the opportunity to be in this gathering of such sacred beings, both those in form and spirit. This is an auspicious event to support and wrap our arms lovingly around you. You, dear ones, are the human way showers of the ascension from third and fourth dimension to fifth dimension with the element of love. Beautiful ones, we in the light see you. We hear you. We feel all your blessed intentions to bring about heaven on earth. Your struggles in the past to bring this ascension into manifestation have been hard-fought battles with much trauma and suffering in many different life iterations. But today we are here to tell you, please put down your tools. As a warrior, no more external warrior tools needed. Go deep within where these beautiful fire letters are of Yod, Hey, Va, Hey. Here is where you will be the master warriors. Be aware that we are aware there are external battles out there on planet Earth opposing dark forces. But please do not dwell on them. Stay laser focused on your path of light deep within yourself, where true source lives, and transmit your intention of love and unity. Dark forces, be aware, but also be aware they are very limited in their time on your precious planet, and only light will prevail. And dear ones, hear this, light will prevail. Beloveds, please focus on this love, light, and unity in all your waking moments with each step you take in your daily lives to be reflected to, transmitted to beautiful Gaia. Now, please take another breath. And look once again at the hologram of Mother Earth in front of you. She spins even faster now, faster and faster. Notice how she begins to transform back into that golden ball. She slows now, and you see outlines of a grid, a golden grid surrounding her. It sparkles and it makes the tone of Om. She recognizes with her tone and gives you deep appreciation and gratitude for your service project. Please notice now where the grid lines are that cover beautiful Mother Earth. Where the lines touch, there are beautiful, beautiful nodes of emerald green at each node point. Now we ask you, with great love, and reverence, take those intentions that you've lovingly tucked into your beautiful container. Take them out. Use your own physicality, your hands and your arms. Take your intention or your template or your vision. Stretch your hands now in front of you. Out, out, out. Stretch even further. Good job. And connect it to the node. Notice, beloveds, how once your intention is attached, it is secure and it locks into place. You can hear that click, as though it has always been there since the beginning of time, this intention of yours. Well, guess what, my dear ones? It has been. Remember what Yeshua said. Time, space, and reality would be changing for you. You are now in that timeless space, meeting and greeting what you once placed there. Master Creators, you are so loved. Another breath, please. Now, give thanks for your opportunity to transmit your intention to Mother Earth in your daily meditations or prayers. Visually see your intention in writing on your chosen emerald green node. Notice with attention and love how it shines even brighter in all of the spectrums of brilliance of emerald green, which of course, dear ones, is a color of healing. We in this collective invite you to call upon us anytime you choose. Our connection is strong with you, as it is with all other divine beings in your crucible. It has been, dear ones, our pleasure and honor to share this timeless space with you. We leave you now, but know our eternal love is always with you. Blessings, dear, masterful wayshower. Blessings. Okay. Let's all breathe. And I'm going to invite all of us to stay in this sacred crucible now, feeling our energetics and continuing to transmit for as long as you feel appropriate. I wish you blessings on this beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.